Welcome back.
Season 2, episode who knows.
We got a fun episode.
We always have fun episodes.
Yeah. Well, last episode we said that we had a special episode. We're supposed to have a guest.
Yeah.
Plans got changed. We get it. We're going to get that person back on in due time.
Ooh. I forgot.
But this episode, before we get into it, hats.
Koozies.
You know the drill. Oh, excuse me. This episode was recommended by a good friend, Mr. Eric Jaffrey. He said to air fry items, not in your conventional items, pizza rolls, stuff like that. And, like, nothing weird, though, either. And rate them. So,
we have six different items here.
We got from a ham and turkey sandwich, air fried. These supposed to be donut holes, like biscuits, you know. And we got steak, brats, s'mores, and a peanut butter and banana sandwich. So we made these already, air fried them. We made them twice. So we made two peanut butter and banana sandwiches. We tried one when they were hot, fresh out. Now we're trying one after setting for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Nothing's been setting over an hour. So it's like, hey, if you want to do this and have a bunch of these for a party, you can. We'll give you the ratings of what they were hot, and then we'll give you the ratings of after we try them cold. So what do you want to start out with?
Let's start out with the steak.
You want to start out with the steak?
Yeah. Let's finish strong on the banana.
Okay.
Since that was one of our best. Still just as tender as what it was whenever we first got it out.
I mean, it's cold. It's not cold. It's not as warm as it was. It's a good steak.
It is a good steak.
It's not a bad steak. Like, it's tender. It's good.
Definitely better, you know, warm.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try that again just to make sure. But
it's got a nice little pink to it.
Yeah.
I think if you... not that it's flavored bad, but if you flavor it...
It just needs... I didn't have steak seasoning. Yeah.
You get a good seasoning to it.
I was just trying to throw some stuff on it.
It's good.
It's just not as good.
Not the worst steak I ever
had. I'm going to go... For that hot... I gave a 6.3. It's the only one I did a, you know, point on.
Yeah, this guy that never does points and me that always does points.
I gave that a 6.3. Cold, I'm going to probably give it like a 5. It wasn't near as good cold.
Deducted a point. I gave it a 6. Like, but you got to think, okay, yeah, it's not going to be as good cold as it is warm for steak.
Right.
But it's not it could be worse.
Oh, it could be way worse. It could have got, you know, longer sits, the more tough it gets.
So I gave it a 6.1 hot, 5.1 cold. All right, next we're going to try these. I'm going to let you take
dough balls.
So they're biscuits that you cut, and we, but you're supposed to make them like donut holes.
This was the size of my head.
That one's huge. You throw some butter on them. And some cinnamon sugar, but fair warning, I did not coat it in enough cinnamon sugar, so it tastes like a biscuit.
It tastes just like a biscuit, like a Sunday morning biscuit. Honestly,
I think they're better cold.
I
do too. I was thinking
I really do, because it doesn't have that nice crunch, like just straight out of the fryer.
Mm-hmm. And with it being warm, you think of it like more of a biscuit too.
Where now it doesn't taste so much like a biscuit. You kind of get that donut feel to it.
I think they're better cold.
They're way better cold. I can't believe that.
I still think they'd be better if they had more of that cinnamon sugar.
Oh, completely.
I gave it a 5.8 hot. I think I'm going to bump it up to a 7.1 cold.
I was going to say I'm going to bump mine up to a 7. I gave mine a 5 hot. There was you know, one or two that we had hot that had a lot of flavor to it. But overall, you know, it just tasted like a biscuit with some cinnamon on it.
These are honestly...
They don't taste much like a biscuit now.
Not as much as they did.
You can actually taste the cinnamon sugar on it.
Mm-hmm. Let it set for a little bit. Oh, it's a better cold. I am. Also, fair warning, yes, we did another food episode.
And we're going to do more.
Guess what? We're doing this again, because this is a fun thing to try.
We might just become a
one of them. Tasting foods.
Yep.
Food connoisseurs.
All right, what do you want to try next?
I got to get this biscuit out of my mouth first. That's a big old biscuit. Let's do the s'mores.
The s'mores?
Mm-hmm.
So, the s'mores, I don't know if you can tell, but that is the... Let me get close.
Get them up close there.
That is the most perfect marshmallow you could get.
So the way we did it is you cook the graham cracker and the marshmallow in the air fryer, and then once it comes out, you put the chocolate on top.
Well, now they're all nice and together.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be hard to beat it when it was warm.
Yeah, I know this.
Because when you did it warm, I don't know if it'll do it now.
Well, I don't know if you can go up any further.
Uh-uh.
We left no room to go up.
When they were warm, you'd see the marshmallow ooze out. It's still so good.
That's still solid.
Okay. I gave it a 10 when it was warm.
It's still a 10.
I'm giving it a 10 when it's cold. Honestly, if you want the perfect s'more, now don't get me wrong, campfire s'mores will always be the best s'mores. Like, but if you want the perfect marshmallow, air fry it.
Every time. I'm sticky. I got it all over my phone.
I wonder how many people just sit here and watch us eat. Time and time again.
And every time they're probably like, we probably shouldn't watch them eat. Every time.
I had someone, I'll shout them out because, you know, we're not high enough to not shout them out. Miss Katie Siebert now, they got married.
Yeah.
She was telling me at her wedding that, against their better judgment, they watched all 26 minutes of us eating chips.
Really?
And I go, what'd you think? She goes, I don't know why we've watched all 26 minutes. I said, she goes, but like, we agreed with your ratings, like, and it sparked conversation between us. I was like, well, good. That's like what we're trying to do.
Right.
Like, because it gets you thinking like, oh, what is my favorite chip? So now you have stuff to try. And Miss Katie, if you're watching this, shout outs to you. Congratulations on your wedding. Try these air fryer s'mores. Oh, look at that.
Oh, this is delicious. Mine was like all stringy. That's the perfect s'more.
I was so good.
I'm going to finish that one later.
Yeah. I got it all over my face.
It's so hard to eat everything twice.
Mm-hmm. Especially when we were snacking in between making it.
Right.
I wish
we Do you know how people throw people, like, that's throw marshmallows, and they try to make them in their mouth? They're just different, like M&M's or whatever. He's like, hey, I was turning around making my sandwich, getting ready to put it in the air fryer. He's like, hey, turn around. I turn around, he's got a marshmallow right here. You know, he's like, open your mouth. He throws it once, hits me in the chest. I'm like, all right. Throws a second one straight in my mouth and hits the back of my throat. From like 10 feet away.
Yeah, we were at least 10 feet away. I wish we would have got it on video.
It was insane.
And then we freaked out for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was.
Back to work.
That was good.
I guess so we're not doing sandwiches back to back. Let's do the ham and turkey sandwich.
Okay.
It's weird, though. Because this bread isn't as crispy as the other one.
I don't understand. That is odd. Well, you put both of them on top, though, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put mine on layers.
Mm. Ham, turkey, and cheese, man. Honestly, once it gets cold, it feels like you're eating a deli sandwich.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I mean, I like a deli sandwich, but I like me a warm sandwich better.
It was good out of the air fryer. I had a little bit of crunch on the bread. Not much, but a little bit. It was like a...
Like a hot ham and cheese, mm-hmm. but with turkey also.
Hot turkey and cheese. And hot turkey and ham and cheese. I thought when I was saying hot that I was saying ham. I gave it a 6.3 to begin with. I'm going to give it... a 4.
Why are you dropping it down that much, huh?
I just think the steak better was cold. And the sandwich.
What?
I think the steak cold was better than the sandwich cold.
Okay.
That's yeah. why I'm looking at.
Okay. Then I'll go 4-5 just to put it right below that.
I mean, it's steak. Not like, I mean, it's close. It's a 4-7. I'll, you know what? I'll bump up it to a 4-9.
I'm going to go 4-5. It really wasn't like that good.
It was
good,
like a like you were eating a sandwich. It was nothing spectacular.
Like if I'm going to eat a deli sandwich, I want it cold, not lukewarm. I don't want it. I don't want to feel like my sandwich has been sitting out for a little bit.
I'll go.
Two more, and then we're out of your guys' hair.
Maybe.
You never know. It might get wild. I don't know how it's going to get wild. But.
Maybe you won't see us 26 minutes of eating chips. All right, what we got here?
We got brats, but they were raw brats. So, you know, we had to actually cook them. Because, you know, the other brats come, you know, pre-cooked. All you got to do is warm them up pretty much. What I did with these, I took some Miss Dash seasoning and sprinkled on both sides. And then we cooked them forever because it was in foil. And then we took them out of the foil and then put them in there for 5 more minutes. And then it cooked it. It was a big learning curve.
I gave it a 8-9 hot.
I gave it a 9. It was a really good brat.
I looked so weird. It's what I did too. I should have ate it like this.
It might be better. Not cold, but like not hot.
I think I like it better hot.
I think you can taste the seasoning a little bit more like this. That's what I like about a brat. When you bite into it and you can hear that intestine rip.
Mm-hmm. And like you got, like, I mean, look at that. I mean, you can't see it, but like the juice is running out of it.
Right.
It's juicy. It's good. I don't think it drops below an 8. 8-1. 8-2.
Mine was a 9 hot. I think I'm going to agree with you. I just like my brats warm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was better cold than, or not. Well, these aren't really. None of these are cold. They're just not hot like they were.
Right.
These are room temperature.
I'm going to drop it to an 8. Just 1 point.
I don't think they're that bad.
Definitely better than steak. Better than sandwich. Better than donuts.
Oh, boy.
Hang on. I got a lot of meat in my mouth.
Not the first time tonight.
Uh-huh. I guess you're right, because I had steak.
Not the second time tonight. Or the third.
Or the fourth. Because you tried steak and brats twice now. We had time to kill when stuff was cooking.
A lot of time.
Uh-huh. Just gonna leave it at that.
I remember I was watching some of our old episodes the other day. I remember we was doing the Asian snack test.
Oh, which one?
The first one. The one that wasn't bad.
Yeah, the first one was okay, and then everything after that was not good.
It was the one where I was like, I hate like butterscotch flavored stuff. And you're like, oh, spit in my mouth. And we're like, we both looked at each other. And then I forgot that when our intern edited it, that it was, when we looked at each other, the screen cut black. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Yeah,
that's funny.
Oh,
good times. That was like over a year ago, though.
Yeah. Or was that the same episode I put all that root beer flavoring in my mouth?
Yeah. We need to get another one of those boxes, though.
Yeah.
I just want it for those one candies. Those one candies were, or those one like puff things or whatever. Those were good. All right. So next, this is what we agreed was the best.
Ethan had never had one before regular. So one of my favorite sandwiches is a peanut butter and banana sandwich. He never had one in general. So we air fried it.
I feel like if you were eating it normal, you know, I'm kind of a texture person whenever it comes to food.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are. And that's what, Cherokees. You know, that's what makes you like or dislike food is, you know, the texture on it. And I feel like if you were to eat this, it'd have to be like the perfect banana for me to eat this not air fried. Really? I think, because right now the banana and the peanut butter are the same texture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could have like that banana that raw banana texture with the peanut butter. It almost makes it taste like a slimy banana, I think.
Anyway, so, but like, I don't know what it is, but like, this has a nice little golden on the bread, too.
It made the banana golden. That's what I don't get.
The banana? Look at that.
Show them that.
Oh, baby.
And you might be looking at the sandwich and be like, man, that sandwich is awful short. Yeah, I smashed the whole loaf of bread.
Ethan did smash
the whole loaf.
He put the loaf of bread at the bottom and put brats on top of it.
And the steak.
And the steak on top of it.
And whatever else I got.
Oh, all right.
That's a nice crunch. Stilton.
I should have made two whole sandwiches of these.
I don't fucking eat anymore.
I know, I'm getting full.
Man, we've ate so much.
I'm just sitting here. I'm looking at it, I'm like, I really want to eat it, but I don't know if I can.
I'm going to eat all the inside and just leave the crust.
Yeah. So, I stole a 10 from me.
Yeah.
I don't think I got my scores. Math is hard.
Mine is 46.3 for the hot.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I meant like, like what I thought was the best overall, like, peanut butter and banana got 10 and 10, so that's 20. This is why we specify things between us.
I'm going to do it my way and you do it your way.
Okay.
Honestly, that's less than a point apart in between hot and cold. My hot total tally was 46.3, and my cold was 45.5. That is 0.8 points difference. I thought it was going to be further away than that. I mean, I guess not, you know, with all the tens on there.
Hmm.
Obviously,
my highest is my s'mores and my donuts, so it's got perfect tens across. S'mores and
donuts. Oh, I knew you were saying donuts.
The next highest was the brat. Then in fourth was the donut, because it went up.
Yeah.
So that made its score go up, and then the steak and the ham and turkey sandwich was both at 11.2s.
So, next time we're going to do odd foods.
Yeah, we're going to air fry
an avocado.
I don't even like avocado
I don't either.
I won't eat it.
Me
either. We'll just look at it.
We'll just look at it and be like, this was bad. Zero. It
looks gross. I don't know.
Yeah, you'll never know. You won't know until the next one.
I don't know. Yeah, what he said. But I do recommend, honestly, I'd recommend all of these.
Yeah.
I think they were all successful. That's another thing I forgot we should probably say, if it was a success or not. I think they were all successful.
They were all successes.
I think there's definitely ways to make stuff better. The donut holes and the steak. I mean, you can't make that peanut butter banana or the s'mores any better.
No.
Even the ham and turkey sandwich, you could make a little bit better. It was really good warm, though. I liked it warm.
I can't believe I only started that out as a 6. I should have recapped on that.
But
I am. It's a 7.
What? The sandwich?
The sandwich at a hot.
So you're 4. Now there's a point differential.
That's 1.8. Perfect.
I don't know. Yeah, but don't make your donut holes so big either. Make them small.
Make them smaller.
And
only cook. We cooked those 2 layers at a time. Just cook one layer. Yeah, that way it cooks.
He has the Instant Pot, so it has like the
two layers. Instant Pot. Yeah.
If you have like a regular, like a normal, I'm not gonna say normal, but most air fryers are just like a single basket.
Tray.
Just put it in one. Yeah. Just do it like that. Basket. They weren't. None of this, like I said, was bad.
I'm full, though.
I'm stuffed.
And,
yeah.
like, I see some of the remnants of what we have, and I'm like, it looks so good, but I just can't eat.
I'm not even going to be able to finish this more, if we're being honest.
No, I don't think I'm going to be able to finish anything.
Dogs are going to eat good tonight.
Don't do this more.
Probably not. Let's go in the trash.
Next week on the episode, we're talking about politics.
April Fools.
April Fools. That is, oh, dude, we should have came in here with something hot.
Yeah.
The vault's ending. It's over.
Yeah, we should have started with that and then just stopped. Next week.
I got you.
Not really.
This is why our podcast is the way it is, just because we don't think.
You know, I didn't even know it was April Fool's Day until like 3 o'clock today when I called you.
We probably shouldn't do that.
No,
because we'd be like, we'd possibly be like, the vault's ending, and people would be like, finally, gonna be like, yeah. Oh shit.
Then we have to end it.
Then we're like, oh, well, I guess people actually hate us.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, well. I already know one person that hates us.
Oh, well.
You're born a hater.
That's why.
That is exactly why. But, alrighty.
All right. Other than that, man, as always, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at the vault _ pod.
YouTube, The Vault Podcast.
Why was it so animated?
I don't know, because you were being animated.
I always do that.
Yeah, I'm just...
And I couldn't see my hand.
I feel like I...
Like, my hand feels like it blends in there. Like, I was looking in the camera. And
yeah, I would
like,
just let them know.
Jeez.
But, yeah.
All right, we're Gucci flip-flops.
We Gucci flip-flops.